currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. When Mahatma Gandhi told the world it should be the change it seeks, he might have been talking about people like Linda Hanneman and the volunteers who did what they could September 15th through September 18th to build a community space at 132nd Square Park. And because of this community building can-do, the Kingsgate Area Park now has a cedar picnic shelter, a story circle, and a rock wall, all designed for gathering.
So this is a very exciting project for Kirkland because it enables the building of community in so many ways. The volunteers will build community by doing a project together, then the project will be there forever for the community to share.
The 132nd Square Park is the only public park in the area. And though nearby residents rely on it for its playground, ball fields, reflexology paths, and its four picnic tables, Hanneman and a group of 132nd Square Park advocates had long believed that their oasis lacked a space devoted to conversing. So in April, they applied for $18,000 worth of grants through Tully's Coffee and the Issaquah-based Pomegranate Center. And in May, the advocacy group discovered it had won the award. The Kirkland City Council honored the process by declaring September 18th Local Community Day in Kirkland.
It really has been a community effort with a number of design events, all really coordinated and planned by the Pomegranate Center out of Issaquah. That's their specialty that they've done for 24 years is to help encourage this kind of stuff. Into the microphone it goes, www.132park.org.
King County and the City of Kirkland are reviewing plans to convert the seasonally soggy grass of Big Fin Hill Park into a synthetic turf field that would accommodate both lacrosse and soccer throughout the year. The plans of Kirkland Youth Lacrosse and Lake Washington Youth Soccer Association would increase the hours of field use, restore storm drainage, and add field lights and 8 parking stalls to the county-owned park. Both youth organizations would pay for the improvements. King County transferred its environmental review to Kirkland in late September. However, the county is still evaluating the soccer and lacrosse organization's plan to regrade the field. Kirkland's role in the park's renovation is to ensure King County has addressed public concerns and mitigated environmental impacts. This will require city planners to pore through the 500 pages of county and state documents, as well as public comments. Assuming the county has addressed all concerns, Kirkland will issue its environmental determination later this fall. City residents will have an opportunity to submit comments then. For project updates, visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search Big Fin Hill Renovation. The City of Kirkland's Salary Commission has 3 members. Its Library Board has 7. And its Transportation Commission has an even number of 8 members. The Park Funding Exploratory Committee, which formed in July, has 50 members, half as many as the U.S. Senate. And these members represent an array of public life in Kirkland, from various policy councils to churches, business clubs, historical societies, and neighborhood groups. The Kirkland Dog Off-Leash Group has a representative on the commission, and so do Kirkland Lacrosse, Northwest University, Evergreen Medical Center, and Eastside Audubon. Ordinarily, these groups share few common traits, but they are all bound by a common pursuit: parks and open space. It sounds lofty, but their task doesn't have much to do with selling visions or designing landscapes. No, their task is less glamorous. The mission of the Parks Funding Exploratory Committee is to explore funding methods for the operation and construction of the city's parks. They might do this through surveys which could ask the citizens how much they'd be willing to pay for park construction and maintenance. They recommend, but they don't decide. As the city considers whether to transform the East Side Rail Corridor into a Cross Kirkland Connector Trail, the Parks Funding Exploratory Committee is considering how. The committee is also considering how to fund the Green Kirkland Program, a community recreation center, and several other city goals. To learn more about the Park Funding Exploratory Committee, visit kirklandwa.gov and type Park Funding Exploratory Committee into the search bar. Parks are important to Kirkland citizens, and so too are streets. When polled in 2010, nearly half of Kirkland citizens said street preservation was, quote, very important to them. Overall, they rated street condition as a top-tier priority. Only emergency services, waste management, and traffic flow were more important. But this top-tier priority is in trouble. The public's roads are declining toward a more costly condition that gets exponentially more expensive to repair as the condition worsens. And this is true despite the city's continual pursuit of more efficient and acceptable street repair methods. At the same time, the city's $2.5 million budget for road maintenance is covering less than half of the necessary repairs. In response to these challenges of finance and infrastructure, the Kirkland City Council is considering whether or not to pursue additional revenue by or creating a transportation benefit district or increasing property taxes. A 2007 state statute allows the city to form a transportation benefit district through one of two methods, with a city council vote or with a citizen vote. If the city council votes to form the district, citizens would pay for the preservation of their roads through a $20 addition on annual license tab renewals. Citizens themselves can vote to pay for preservation of their roads through a car tab fee over $20, a 0.2% sales tax increase, or a property tax levy. City leaders are visiting neighborhood and business groups throughout the fall to inform the community about the options, gather feedback, and help the City Council determine whether and how citizens would prefer to pay for the maintenance of their roads. To learn more about the Kirkland Street Preservation Program and the Transportation Benefit District, please visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search TBD. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.